February 27th, 2015. Jesus says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I wish to describe to you a good and worthy leader. Such a leader has the welfare of his followers first and foremost in his heart. He does not lead according to his own benefit. He does not allow power, reputation, or love of money to control his decisions. A worthy leader is a reflection of the remnant faithful as he practices the moral standards of truth. The good leader has no guile, no hidden agenda, but is open and truthful in every endeavor. Therefore, he is trustworthy. In the world today, there are few such leaders as I have described to you. Politics rules hearts and thus decisions. Honesty is synonymous with truth. Truth bespeaks clarity, transparency, reality. Most in leadership roles today are concerned with themselves, their importance, reputation, and climb to success. These are not the ones you should follow if you wish to follow me. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 6. Synopsis: the motives of leaders in preaching the gospel are in what is most pleasing to God and in accordance to the divine will, not in what is acceptable and sought after as praiseworthy by men. For our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts. For we never used either words of flattery, as you know, or a cloak for greed, as God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, whether from you or from others, though we might have made demands as apostles of Christ.